So this story is called Jesus Christmas Party. No, it is. I promise you, Lily. It's definitely, it says so on the front of the book. I've read it. So there was nothing the innkeeper. Can you see that picture there? There's an innkeeper. What's the innkeeper doing? What's he doing? What's it? Is he what? Sleeping. Where's he? Well, how do you know he's awake? He is. Look at him with his eyes closed. He's pretending like you do at bedtime, is what you're saying, Ollie. There was nothing the innkeeper liked more than a good night's sleep. But that night, have you read this? There was a knock at the door. No room, said the innkeeper. But we're tired and have travelled through night and day. There's only the stable round the back, said the innkeeper. Here's two blankets. Sign the register. So they signed the register. Now, what names do you think the two people who knocked at the door signed for their grace? What do you think? Who was it? It was Mary and Joseph. So they signed their names, Mary and Joseph. Then the innkeeper shut the door, climbed the stairs, got into bed and went to... He got to knock, knock. Why would he knock on his own door? He went to sleep. He did. He went back to sleep. But then, later on, another, would you believe it? It's another knock at the door. Excuse me, I wonder if you could lend us another small blanket, said Joseph. There, one small blanket, said the innkeeper. Does the innkeeper look happy at all in that picture, or does he look grumpy?
Grumpy!
He's grumpy, because he's been woken up a few times. He's very cross, very cross. So, he shut the door, he climbed the stairs, he got into bed, and he went to sleep, he did. But, no, not next, next. There was a bright light, and it woke him up. That's all I need, said the innkeeper. So he shut the door. He climbed the stairs, drew the curtains, got into bed, and he went to sleep, he did. You're getting the hang of it. That is awesome. I don't need this microphone. So noisy. Brilliant. But then there was another. Knock. Why are you not all knocking? The knock at the door. That's it. Now, there was a lot of knocks that time because we are three shepherds, said the people at the door. Oh, well, what's the matter? Have you lost your sheep? No. We've come to see Mary and Joseph. They're round the back, said the innkeeper. Then he shut the door. He climbed the stairs. He got into bed. And he went too. He did. And then there was yet another knock on the door. We are three kings. We've come to round the back, said the innkeeper. He slammed the door. He climbed the stairs. He got into bed. And he jolly well went to
sleep.
He did. And then, you'll never guess what happened next.
Another knock.
No. Oh. A chorus of singing woke him up.
Angels.
Well, I don't know about you, but do you think that picture in that book there looks like it might be angels singing?
Yeah.
Hey, how many angels are there? So 11, does that count as a throng?
No.
11 is a throng of angels. Okay, so we have a 11 throng. Right, that does it, said the innkeeper. So he got out of bed. He stomped down the stairs. He threw open the door. He went round the back, stormed into the stable, and he was just about to speak when... whispered everybody, you will wake the
baby.
did you know? How did you know? It's a cameras and a mirror behind me. How did you know? You've got this book, and you know the story. And it's different, slightly different, but the same general idea. Because in the manger is a baby Jesus. Baby, said the innkeeper. Yes, yes, a baby has been born. Ooh, said the innkeeper, looking into the manger. And just at that moment, his anger seemed to fly away. Ooh, said the innkeeper, isn't he lovely? In fact, it was a lovely baby. Yes, it was. A gummy bear. Have you've read this story, right? You know there's no gummy bears in here. And sorry, Lily, go on. Tomorrow Monday? Sorry, just talk amongst yourselves, folks. It's, on Monday. The other Monday. Yes. I can't believe you watched The Star for an hour and a half in a cinema. That's brilliant. It's just awesome. Just let me check if there's an orange ice lolly on it. No, there's not. No, there's not. No. I'll just carry on with what this bit says. In fact, said the innkeeper, thought it was all so special, even though there was no orange lollies. He woke up all the guests in the inn so they could come and look at the baby. Look at this. What's he doing then? What's he doing? He's waking up all the other people in the inn, and some of them are looking pretty grumpy. But no one got much sleep that night. And then the very last page says, anybody read that for me? The end. Give yourself a round of applause, kids. Well done.
Not quite sure who enjoyed that most. The children or the adults? You did. You enjoyed it most, did you, Nina? Okay. I just want to talk to us just for a few moments about that. Thanks, guys. About that story and about the Christmas story. And I want to read a verse to us in a moment and that talks about how that story should affect us, because it shouldn't just be about a story in a book that we read. It should be about it affecting our lives, because Christmas is all about family. It's all about peace. It's all about love. It's all about joy. It's all about all of those things. And not everybody always feels those things, but that's what Christmas is all about. That's what the first Christmas was all about. It was all about God sending Jesus, Jesus living on the earth, Jesus becoming part of a family on earth. The very first Christmas was all about those things. Now, I'll let you into a secret. Today is my favorite day of the year. Okay? Christmas Eve is my favorite day of the whole year. When I was younger, it used to be the day that I would spend with my dad. So me and my dad would go Christmas shopping for my mum on Christmas Eve. He's a typical bloke, okay? And the Christmas shopping starts on Christmas Eve. And so we would go Christmas shopping, and he always bought my mum a bunch of flowers, and he always brought her favourite sweets, and he always went and bought her a treat. And I would walk into town with my dad. We'd look round the shops, the three shops that he knew he had to go to, because he was also that type of Yorkshire bloke, okay? He only went into the shops he needed. None of this looking round rubbish. You just go and buy it, and then you go home, okay? And but I used to spend the day with my dad, and it was one of my favorite days of the year. You see, Christmas Eve today is a time when children are going to anticipate what tomorrow will bring them. It's a time when we can get all ready. It's a time when the preparation starts. It's a time when the excitement goes over the edge. Any of the parents saying amen to that? And we understand what that is like, okay? The excitement I was greeted this morning with, it's Christmas Eve, it's Christmas Eve. I'm like, I know. I didn't say it that succinctly. I kind of grunted it. It was about 20 past six in the morning. And so Christmas Eve is one of those times where we have anticipation. But I want to read you a verse from the Bible, and it's not actually part of the Christmas story, so just go with me, okay? But it's a verse that I think sums up the Christmas story. It sums up why Jesus came. And it says this in John chapter 13. What book of the Bible is it from? John chapter 13. Okay, you got to remember this. Verse 35. It says this: by this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. If you keep on showing love amongst yourselves. I loved that bit in the Amplified version of the Bible. If you keep on showing love amongst yourselves. Christmas is all about showing people how much we love them. And what I want to talk to us very briefly about this morning is this whole thing of let's not build our defenses, let's extend our table. I'm someone, if I had enough room in my house, I would buy a table that extended a lot. Because I'm someone, I love having people around. I love feeding people. I love just kind of my house being full of noise and my house being full of laughter. And today I want to talk to you about this idea of extending our table rather than building our defenses. The innkeeper extended, if you like, his table. The innkeeper gave room to someone who needed it. And I want to tell you three things about extending your table this morning. And I'm just going to be about 5 or 10 minutes. Then we're going to do something a bit different, okay? The first thing I want to say is extending your table will cause interruption. We've just read that story about the innkeeper who had gone to bed. I'm not very good once I've gone to bed. Don't disturb me once I've gone to bed. Okay. I struggle. Like if the kids come in, you can tell both Matt and I always try to pretend to still be asleep. And let's see who can keep it up the longest before one of us acknowledges that they're there. Okay. Sometimes extending your table is going to cause interruption. The innkeeper was interrupted. And I don't know if that story shows us exactly how it went down, but the innkeeper was interrupted time and time again. For him to give room to someone else, for him to allow someone else into his space, meant that he was interrupted. And I want to say to us this morning, if we are going to extend our lives and if we're going to extend our table, if you like, to other people, they're going to cause interruptions. It's not always going to be the convenient time. Okay, it's not always going to be the time when we have loads of time to do something for someone. Sometimes we've got to show each other that we love one another, even when it's not convenient, even when it's an interruption into the things that we're doing. Christmas, I think, sometimes can become so insular. It can become so much about me and mine that actually I think sometimes God knocks on our door and he goes, will you let me in? Even if it's only to your stable in the back of your gate, even if it's only to the garden shed, will you let me in? And sometimes God comes into our lives through other people. And sometimes God sends other people along our path. And that's how God comes into our life. And maybe that's how God comes into their lives. So extending your table will cause interruption. Number two, extending the table of your life will take faith. Do you know what? It's never easy stretching and extending. It's never easy growing your capacity to love other people. That's never an easy thing to do, I don't think. But this is what it says in Isaiah. I love this chapter of the Bible. It's become kind of my life chapter. It says this in verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent and let the curtains of your habitation be stretched out. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you will spread abroad to the right hand and to the left, and your offspring will possess nations and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. I love those words. Enlarge, get bigger. Sophia's agreeing with me, okay? Strengthen, you know, enlarge, grow, extend, all of those things. And that takes faith. It takes real faith sometimes because extending your table won't always be easy. And it won't always be filled with joy. And sometimes we'll extend our table and sometimes, you know, the people that we extend it for may not always stick around, may not always say the right things or do the right things. But actually, if we're going to be the people that God wants us to be and show love, like it said in John chapter 13, we've got to be people that extend and have enough faith to believe that actually, God, you're going to look after us. As we extend, as we include others, let's be an inclusive people. As we include other people, God, you are going to sort everything out for us. You are going to make sure everything works out for us. To be a person of extension, you have to work through sometimes those niggles, those frustrations, those hurts, those things that you don't like when somebody else comes in. I don't know if you've ever had people stay in your home. Anyone ever done that? You've had people come. I'm not on about your family now, right? But you've had people come and say, we've done that quite a few times. And for the majority of it, it's been wonderful, a wonderful experience. But there is sometimes when I've had people stay in my home and there's been frustrations and there's been niggles and I've not always liked it, okay? And they don't put things away where I put them and they don't do things the same way that I do and there's compromise to be made. When we extend our life to include other people, all of those things will happen. Do you know, sometimes we just need to work through it. Because if we're going to be people that extend our world to include others, those things are going to happen and we just need to work through them. And the third thing is simply this, that extending your table eventually will extend your world. I am nicking this off a guy called Mark Batterson, right? So I do admit that. But I wonder, if you were to stand and if you were to draw a circle around yourself that kind of showed the influence that you had or the people that you extended your life to, how big would that circle be? How big would it be? Are you somebody who likes to include as many people as you can? In this last year in 2017, would that circle have grown or would it have shrunk? Are you someone who's going, I'm just going to kind of come in and just look after me? Or are you someone who's going, I want to extend, I want to make bigger the circle that is around me of the people that I get to influence, of the people that I get to befriend, of the people that I get to do life with? For us as a church, I think our circle this year has become bigger. As new people have come in, as God's been doing something here, I think our circle has got bigger. You know, in 2017, I think our circle is bigger than what it was a few years ago. Because when we extend our table, we'll extend our world. I don't want to be someone who lives in a very small world. I want to be someone who lives in a large world. I want to be someone who lives with a large circle around me that actually is not just big enough for those that I do life with now, but there's space for it to grow and for other people to come into the circle, for other people to come in and to get to know us and to do life with me and for me to do life with them. I have loved this year. My circle of friends and stuff like that, I think, has grown for me this year. And there are people and some people sat in this room today that are more involved in my life today than what they were a year ago. And I love that. I love that my circle is getting bigger. But my challenge to you and my challenge to us this morning as a church is, how willing are you to extend that circle around you? How willing are you to let other people in and let other people be a part of what you're doing? Are you willing to extend your table and to extend his kingdom? Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to bring the kingdom of God to earth. Jesus came so we could know him. Jesus came so we could have a relationship with God. Even though God made us, okay, when we come into relationship with him, it's like, and I know that God's circle is the biggest circle there could be. I used to sing that song in Sunday school. Okay, but I know that his circle is the biggest that it could be, and there's no one that can't be included in that. But I want to say to you, actually, are you willing to extend your life and to extend yourself so that we can extend his kingdom? Because that, at the end of the day, is what it's all about. It's all about his kingdom. It's all about God's kingdom come. So what we say in the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? Your kingdom come. And if God's kingdom is truly going to come in your life and in mine, it is probably going to include a few more people. It's probably going to include a few more people that are going to get involved. I'm so thankful for the innkeeper who extended his table, who found somewhere for Mary and Joseph so Jesus could be born. I'm so thankful for that man who allowed Jesus to interrupt his life, who allowed Mary and Joseph to interrupt him. I'm so thankful for the guy, you know, who gave them the room, because at the end of the day, not only did he extend his table, but he extended God's kingdom that night as he allowed Jesus to be born in his guest house, in his stable, in his inn.